This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 20th. Well, the cattle markets broke down yesterday. We actually closed below that important gap that's really been such a strong price level for the market for these last few weeks, where the market had rallied up to previous resistance, and then we gapped above that 2 Mondays ago, and then really we've had no follow-through at all since then. The market came back down, tested the gap, bounced off of that earlier this week, and then we got no follow through once again. And then yesterday, kind of just broke down and closed below that gap. So the market's under some pressure here in both the live cattle and the feeders. And both of those markets have broken down below that key support of that gap, which is also an old swing low. So there are a number of reasons that price level was important, but we have definitely broken below that with quite a bit of energy, and we seem to be gathering some energy to the downside. Cash trade so far this week has been pretty active, about steady with last week. The Fed trade around 110, which is up one from last week. Dress trade so far around 172 is unchanged from last week. Slaughter rates a little bit higher than last week, 478,000 head week to date. That's up 6,000 over last week, and it's up 5,000 over a year ago. Box beef values are higher. Choice was up 186 at 238. Select up 27 cents at 214. The spread was up 159 at 2381. Movement 152 loads. We are seeing demand, especially export demand, really soar here. This could be part COVID-related fear that you're going to see another shutdown and it's going to disrupt red meat production, transportation, storage, all kinds of things. But we were seeing a surge in domestic demand over these last few weeks, and that's just been pushing box beef values higher. It's been pushing the cash higher. Now we're seeing that really start to show up in the export sales. Export sales yesterday were just an enormous 60,500 tons for beef. That's the highest that we've seen since March of 2012. South Korea took 17,000, Mexico 10,000, Japan 7,000, Hong Kong 3,200. So, you know, massive demand from our normal buyers just really stepping up here. And pork export sales are pretty solid at 31,200. Mexico took 8,700, Canada 5,100, South Korea 5,000, Japan took 3,900. So beef just suddenly in these last couple weeks, the export sales have been massive. Obviously, that's going to be supportive to the market as well, and could be some of what we saw earlier last week and even this week, that we saw that demand coming. I mean, these are the sales that have been reported, so these are already on the books. And it's likely that's part of the support that we saw last week. You know, we had a strong stock market rally on the news that we had a COVID vaccine, but also just the enthusiasm that we would get our economy back on track and that the rest of the world would get on track. Since then, of course, you know, we've seen our economy continue to struggle. It's going to take a while to roll out the vaccine, and we don't see much stimulus coming our way. So domestic demand looks a little shaky. At the same time, export demand has just really taken off. So luckily, you know, normally export demand is not going to save the day, but it sure seems to be shoring things up here. In the meantime, though, again, the futures starting to break down. We're below key support levels, and it appears that we're getting some momentum to the downside. So I think we probably got a little bit more to go down here. We were looking at the first quarter of next year to see a big surge in slaughter rates. Well, you know, the bunched up placement pattern that we saw earlier in the summer, you know, we're going to be slaughtering those cattle over these next few months. And that's really been the biggest issue that I have is, you know, what are we going to do with the increase in beef supply? Well, if the exports are going to pick up this degree, which I doubt we can continue on this pace, but it should help absorb that extra meat supply. In the meantime, normally the seasonal pattern would have a strong into early December. It looked like we were going to kind of do that, you know, with this big push that we had since mid-October and into mid-November, that, well, maybe we're going to get back on track with the normal seasonal pattern. That does not appear to be the case. I think we've probably already seen our seasonal high, and that we're just going to start struggling here as we work our way through these bigger numbers that are coming into the market. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.